So, do you shower daily?
No.
Me neither.
No. That's nice.
Well,
nice.
We're girls. We don't have to.
The oils are important.
The oils actually are really important.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah. Five days.
Yeah.
Olive. Coconut.
Okay. Keep going.
Canola.
Yeah. So humble.
Canola.
It really is so humble.
Yeah. She's, she works in the mines.
She does.
Yeah.
And vegetable oil is.
Even obviously... though she went to Cornell.
Yeah, she did.
For mining.
Mining.
Yeah. Majored in mining.
And minored in.
Cornell would do that and be like, English. 60,000 a year.
No, they would.
Mining major. Mm-hmm.
They have like an agricultural school at Cornell.
Yeah, and that's in the city too. I started taking it's not from Cornell. There's a plant medicine thing at Cornell that you can take online. But I found a free one from University of Minnesota, so I'm starting to take that.
Whoa, what sort of stuff are you learning in plant medicine?
I've only seen the intro, but okay. The example they give is like, you know when your tummy hurts when you're a little kid and they give you a peppermint candy and a ginger ale? That's plant medicine. And I was like, okay, I feel like we knew. But I think there's stuff like, there's like magical seeds to give you an abortion. And like, you know, so it teaches you that and like the way they interact and like the things that lower inflammation and whatever, which I'm like already obsessed with. Like
you can give yourself an abortion with seeds.
There's like a plant, there's a flower,
which is funny because that's how you got in this mess in the first place.
Fucking a plant. Yeah.
Yeah. So I gotta look up what that is. It might be mugwort or something.
Mugwort. Yeah.
But
mugwort is one of those invasive species that my friend works with on Governor's Island as a gardener, where like mugwort keeps like coming up on the island, and like his whole job is to make sure mugwort doesn't keep growing. So he like herds
everything's
sheep.
Everything's coming up mugwort.
Okay, musical theater king.
Sorry, go on. Keep going.
No, I love your, I love to see you shine.
Wow, and that's coming from LaGuardia.
Wow.
I know.
Oh my God, can I use this as my credit?
100%.
A LaGuardia graduate.
The way that when I write a bio, I'm like, hosts a podcast with TikTok celebrity Lucas Arnold. You'd be like, hosts a podcast with adjacent to Timothy Chalamet. Comedian.
Were you there at the same time as Timmy?
Yeah, he was a year below me. We talk about this on the pod a lot, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. I mean, he was at NYU when I was there.
Famously. Oh. Yeah, so you were adjacent as well.
I was also adjacent, and he gave some people I know chlamydia.
Did he give you chlamydia?
No.
Okay.
I wish I could say that, though.
Do you wish that maybe, just for the story,
that I had the Timmy badge?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that would get me so far in my career.
That's true.
Like, actually, I have the Chalamet chlamydia.
Yeah. I had the Chalamet strain.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Do you know how he reacted to this chlamydia news? He must know about it.
I'm sure he does. I
think he's sorry.
That's really nice. He's probably sorry. He's probably.
Can you imagine
Lucas,
a world where
he's not gonna fuck you?
That's so good.
Oh. And if he does, he's gonna give you chlamydia.
Hopefully, he healed that shit. Or Kylie Jenner's walking around.
I hope so. Yeah.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't let it cook. No.
No.
Well, it's just, I wouldn't say no so certainly.
No, but I'm reading his vibe and I'm thinking there's no way he's just like, yeah, you play with fire, you get burned. No, he's like, oh shit, I feel bad.
Lucas is a huge crush on Timothy Chalamet. I'm realizing this is the only explanation for him apologizing on his behalf.
I love
much.
Thinking that that's the thing that reaches Timmy too. He's like, yeah, I am sorry. You know,
hey, you get it. You want to hang out sometime?
Yeah. Should we clip this and tag him?
Wait, God. We make him a collaborator? Just send it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever know people in high school who the way they would ask you out was to just say a request to enter a relationship on Facebook and just like totally blind?
Oh, I never had that. No. Oh,
are you our age?
How old are you?
Lucas and I are a combined, how old are we combined?
I think combined 58.
We're a combined 58 years old.
Okay, so.
I'm 58, he's 0.
8. 29. Oh, wait, say it again.
I'm 58. He's zero.
Yes, that's our combined
age. Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm 30.
So focused on math.
He's 28.
Oh, yeah. I'm 26.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So you're my sister's age.
Incredible. I love being.
I knew I recognized you from somewhere.
Yeah.
You might know this next comedian from being a sister's age.
Yes. And her name is before we say your name, welcome to
Two Nosy Meerkats podcast. Yay. We are here.
And this 26-year-old, this spry 26-year-old.
I hate when you say that.
Spry?
It's giving
or 26.
Limber. You can say limber.
Both. Neither are great. This spry.
Yeah. This young woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really growing into her body.
Oh, yeah. Well-developed. Really a well-developed young lady.
Oh, my God. Literally, you're the only person to say that. Thank you. That's awesome.
First and last, hopefully.
Yeah. But you've seen her on Comedy Central. You've seen her on Fallon. Give a round of applause. A round of applause for Rose Kelso.
Yay!
Yay, Rose.
Yay! So you never got the chlamyd from the shell.
No, I never got the chicha.
The chicha? I forgot about the H in chlamydia.
Right?
Did you guys interact?
No. Never. I really wish I was the type that would lie. And I'd be like, yeah, I was actually, we were really close.
Right.
We were so close.
Yeah. That reminded me of one thing when Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian posted their first photo together on Instagram. I commented on it and said, Pete, I remember when we had nothing. Now look at us.
That is so good.
I love pretending I'm best friends with someone who I've never met.
I think that's great. Yeah. I wish I had that personality trait. It would get me.
You're not hurting anyone by doing it.
No.
You're hurting no one.
Well, I remember one time. I think that I did accidentally upset someone with this. I had had something of a fight with, you know about this fight. I had like a fight with a friend of mine because she and I disagreed over whether she was getting cucked by her girlfriend.
Got the fly.
Wow.
Did you catch his
fly? That was incredible.
He's so spry.
Yeah.
He's so well developed.
Oh, no, seriously. No, my reflexes are insane. People don't expect it.
I guess I didn't. Are you wet right now? I'm so wet.
Flooded, actually, yeah. Funny. Very well developed.
The Holland Tunnel is in trouble.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, no survivors.
Being this close to you. Sorry, you were talking?
Okay, so I had a fight with a friend over whether she was being cucked by her girlfriend.
Okay, wonderful.
I told you about this with the threesome.
Still remind me, it's coming to me.
C-list celebrities.
Oh, this I know. Yeah.
You're going to have to tell me those names once the cameras are off.
One of my friends from LaGuardia, she was a very close friend of mine, became later like a C-list actress and met, I hope she doesn't listen to this. We've had her on.
Watch, she's still a devoted listener.
That would be great. That would be good. She does watch all my stories even though we don't talk.
Oh.
So she started dating a C-list director who she met working on a movie together.
Okay, great.
Two women. Radical.
That's allowed.
Radical.
In your book.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my web browser history.
Don't speak for Rose. So they get in a relationship, and then they're together for a very long time, and then it slowly kind of started developing that I think this friend of mine believed that like she was Hollywood now, like she'd really made it, but ultimately she was like C-list actress, like Law and Order SVU guest star vibes, like really like getting huge for her britches, like saying things to friends of mine when like friends of mine would be like, oh, I'm pitching a show to someone on Friday, what do I wear, like your girlfriend is always like pitching, what does she wear, and then my friend would be like, well, my girlfriend pitches to like executives. As if, you know, we were all doing community theater. So this girl's really getting, like, big for her britches. And then so she starts speaking to me, like, all the time as if, like, I'm from, like, a small town and, like, could not possibly believe the celebrity encounter she's having. So one day she says to me, so my girlfriend has been wanting to have a threesome for a while and suggested that we have a threesome with this, like, A-list actor on the set of the movie we're both working on. Isn't that amazing? And I was like, well, I don't think that's amazing. Like, you guys are working together. And she was like, well, you know, it's fine. Like, we wrap up shooting in a couple days. And I was like, okay, well, what about the press tour? Like, that's a year. And she was like, what's your problem? We got in a fight. And then I started getting an allergic thing where I was like, I don't think that you should, like, necessarily be, like, having a threesome with an A-list celebrity when, one, like, it's clear your girlfriend wants it more than you do, and two, like, you're clearly just doing it for celebrity clout, and three, like, I think you're kind of getting cucked. Like, what if this guy has, yeah, like, right, so much money, so much fame, like, he's going to steal her away.
Right.
She was like, you are so repressed. You couldn't possibly understand what I'm experiencing.
Wow.
Cut to, like, 3 years later, she and the girl have broken up because the girl, shocker, 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 when they opened up their relationship, hooked up with the showrunner of a show that she was working on, a 50-year-old man.
Wonderful.
Still has the gay flag in her bio, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'm sure she's queer. It's very queer to cuck people. But all of this to say, what was I talking about? Oh, when they got engaged, because that couple got engaged before they broke up, before my friend was cucked. When they got engaged, Caroline Calloway commented on the engagement post.
Wow.
And said,
Who was that again?
Caroline Calloway is, how would you describe?
A woman?
A controversial figure.
Okay.
A woman. An author.
Okay. Great start.
Big reader, big writer. Was the famous Z-Way guest back in 2020. Before Z-Way had her show. I'm pretty sure this interaction with Caroline Calloway was the thing that made Showtime be like, we're going to have to give Z-Way a show.
Yeah. Okay. It was Caroline Calloway called White Fragility a book by Robin. Robin being an 80s pop singer.
Yeah.
I needed that explanation.
It was hard. It was a hard watch.
It was a hard watch.
But then, I mean, I also, if I was being interviewed by Z-Way, I would eat shit on that.
I would just get.
I would love it.
I would become more racist.
Love it. Yeah. I would love it.
You would love it, yeah.
I would just be happy to be there.
That's all. I would fail. I'd fail and shake and be like, I'm so sorry. Can you please clip that out? And then they'd put that in, you know.
Yeah. I'll be like, tell me to say anything. What do you need? What do you need? What do you need, girly pop? Let me help you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the only way to be interviewed by Z-Way is to not answer the questions. Because she'll say things like, how many
black friends. Oh, no, I take everything at face value. I'm just going to answer everything.
No, yeah, you can't.
Sure, I can.
If she said how many black friends, I'd be like, 58. And she'd be like, be serious.
58 is the number of the day.
58 is the number of the day. Yeah. You mentioned 58.
I have 58.
Yeah,
it's the number of the day. I was about to go, oh, that's a number of varieties of Heinz ketchup. I was like, no, that's 57.
Oh,
I'm bad at math.
Right.
Yeah,
I forgot about
that's
Heinz.
What it is. It's variety.
Yeah, varieties. 57 varieties.
57. So do they increase that number all the time? They have so many. They have like fucking mayo now.
That's true.
They have like Chipotle mayo.
They're going too
so
far.
It's like
58. Okay, wait, I got a question. So yeah. Okay, so we know that like there's a debate of whether a hot dog is in the umbrella of sandwich. Is mayo in the same umbrella as ketchup?
Well, it's a condiment.
It's a condiment for sure, but
yeah, dumbass.
But if it's a, but if you said it's a variety, is it then ketchup? No, Heinz just produces mayonnaise. No. What am I saying? This is not an argument or a conversation that
I'm
starting.
Yeah, certainly not. But that's fascinating.
Not really.
I actually feel like that would break a politician's brain. That question you just asked, and you ask it like so. You have to ask it like no. There's an answer. If ketchup is ketchup. And Heinz makes mayonnaise. Then what is mayonnaise?
Who's flying the plane?
Who's flying the plane? And they're like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Then at what point does the train arrive in Albuquerque?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a good idea for a government. Yeah. You ever thought of running?
Yeah. And then I quickly convinced myself out of that.
Why?
Why?
Schooling. I think
schooling.
Oh, I can't believe
you think that's holding back most people?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think you're kind of like, if you just put me in a governmental seat and you let me speak my truth, certainly everyone would agree with me.
A lot of people would agree with
like,
you.
Yeah. I could make incredible change in 2 seconds, and then you realize there are policies and you have to understand the ins and outs of law and loopholes.
No, you don't.
I mean, that's also true. That's,
no, you don't.
Maybe I'm giving them too much credit.
Not anymore.
The bar is in hell.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think you would be incredible running because of your roast. Gabby, I have not seen your roast, but I...
She's also an amazing roast battler.
Okay, then I think roast... I think you're amazing at roast battling. You'd be an incredible politician because that's really all it is.
I was voted most likely to be president in high school.
You were?
There you go.
I was. That was my senior superlative.
That's just when people thought you were gay.
Aw, damn it.
Yeah.
Rats.
First gay president.
I didn't get a superlative. I don't think we had superlative. LaGuardia was too big.
Oh.
What? Yeah.
We didn't get any superlatives. It was a huge school.
What at LaGuardia would have been.
Wait, how big was your
most? Yeah,
people
most
would have killed themselves.
Most ketamine. Most cocaine. Yeah,
incredible. Most chlamydia.
Most chlamydia.
I wonder.
It's gonna be me. It's gonna be me.
Your mom is proud of you. Like we always knew you'd get most chlamydia.
That's why we named you Chlamydias.
Chlamydias.
Chlamydia Chalamet.
Jesus Christ.
What superlative did you get?
Funniest.
Really?
Wow.
Well, did you work for that?
No, she's just born like that.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Did I work for that is a really fascinating question.
I wasn't trying to be like a bitch about it.
I never took it that way.
I more meant like I know people who like, so in college we had superlatives and I know people who like really wanted to be class clown and they like worked their ass off for it. Oh yeah.
That's
the one opportunity to kill because they know that at no other point in life are they going to get that.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine what it looks like to work for that.
I think it was more like people like really wanted it. People like kind of were like, they'd be crazy to get.
And they were like petitioning and shit. They were like,
they were, they should have been petitioning, but they were kind of just like verbally petitioning.
That's a whole thing. That's such a trope in like high school movies of like petitioning for a superlative.
Oh,
and back to politics, like, I don't think that works unless you
petition. How does petitioning for you have to send like,
I don't know, like
letters of recommendation?
Oh, maybe it's class president. Maybe I'm not thinking superlatives.
That would be so funny if people were petitioning for like, can you vote me hottest? Can you vote me hottest? Can you vote me hottest?
Oh, my high school had most likely to be on Jersey Shore. That was a superlative that you could get voted for.
That is so mean.
Who won that?
Oh, I don't remember her name. She was someone who Snooki. I didn't know. She yeah.
Snooki or something like that.
What's the student population of LaGuardia?
It's like
Penn State, 40,000.
I can't remember. I think. I know that in my year it was like 600, and that was small. And then it became like 1,000 kids in each.
Okay,
grade.
So about 4,000 kids.
About 4,000.
That's not, my high school was 4,500 and we still did senior superlatives. You have no excuse.
Yeah, mine was 2,000. So half that. But
yeah, still.
But 10 to 12, grades 10 to 12, we didn't have 9.
So you got voted funniest. Were you like class clown or were you like one-liners kind of?
What were you like in high school?
Yeah, what's the vibe?
Well, I could certainly babysit that version of myself. I cringe lord for sure, and my old Vine would evidence that. A lot of like, you know how like millennial humor is very like zooming into your face kind of thing.
A lot of that. Okay.
What else was I like in high school?
Were you producing stuff online when you were in high school?
Not at like a fame level, not like people recognizing me, but
no, that's not what I asked.
Well, yeah. But
just
I was putting
were
stuff
you self-made?
On Vine. I was self-made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you grinding?
Yeah. So some Vine shit and what else was I like? I was the captain of the improv team. And it's funny because today I'm like, if you make me do improv, I will throw up on stage. I can't do it. I hate it. But back then it was fun because it was like short form improv, so it was just games.
Oh, yeah.
And that was fun.
That's the best.
What else? Well, my mom was a English teacher at the high school I went to. She's alive, not dead, but she's retired. So that's why I was. And
I met your mom very briefly on the street.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, that's, she was lovely. Right.
Yeah, she's cute. If you talked longer, she probably would have been like, you have to read Virginia Woolf.
Well, you said she was kind of granola, right?
Super granola. Really granola family. Like at one point we were all vegan except for my dad, which was crazy. But my dad was really into like the chemistry of it all. So like, you know what tempeh is? Like fermented soybean.
Oh, I'm aware.
So he would make his own. So that was always cooking in our house. Our house smelled like spice shop and farts.
I'm sure the yeah. toots were off the wall.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh my god.
A house yeah. full of vegans.
I don't like how at home I would feel in that aroma.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I do too. I'm not happy, but I'm just saying I know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
I grew up around a lot of families like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, oh sure. my god. I went to one place. They had a chocolate cake with whole ass grapes in it. Not raisins, grapes.
That actually sounds incredible.
That sounds really good.
No. Fuck you both. It was awful.
You know what? I'm bonding over this. I think that sounds really good.
I think that sounds really good.
Because sometimes you're eating a big chocolate cake, watering. You dehydrate. Yeah, let's go eat some chocolate cake with grapes.
No, but the cake was moist. It did not require grapes.
Oh, I would.
Maybe let's leave him behind.
Me out of it.
Yeah.
Convince me out of it. I would honestly eat like a cake with full ice cubes in it. I actually think that sounds really good.
Are you one of those people who's like an ice cube connoisseur? Like you like the crushed ice?
I wasn't always. I actually used to refuse ice and water. And recently,
fascinating.
I'm just like with every cup
of
ice.
Do you have a favorite kind of ice?
I like little ice.
Little ice?
I like crushed ice.
Yeah. You like crushed ice?
Yeah, little ice, crushed ice.
Do you have it in everything? Are you someone that needs ice in everything?
No, I don't have an ice cube maker at home. Okay, water break.
Water break.
So I don't get ice all the time, but my mom has an ice crush machine on her fridge.
I remember the first time I encountered one of those. It was in the city. They don't really have them, feel like. But the first time I went to someone's house in the suburbs, I was catch me playing with that for hours. Mm-hmm. Fuck a video game.
That's a cool fridge really does captivate you when you're a kid.
Oh, 100%.
A cool fridge?
Now they've gone overboard. Like, there are fridges with TVs on them.
No.
People are tweeting out of the fridge.
That's...
Do you remember that Ariana Grande stan was, grounded and, got all of her devices taken away? So she was tweeting from her fridge. Holy
shit. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's giving train spotting. It's giving heroin. That's crazy.
Help me.
Famously in train spotting, they're, shooting up out of the fridge.
Yeah, tweeting from the fridge. That's what that whole movie's about, actually.
This is crushed ice.
You have to stop. Stop tweeting out of the fridge. I forgot they're all fucking British.
Scottish.
Which is British.
Excuse me.
Well, that's British.
I know. You can't. Scott. Would be furious.
And I'll say it to their face. Yeah, you guys are British, right?
No.
This is a British accent.
We're gonna lose our we're gonna lose our audience.
I'll say it to their face.
Yeah, your full Scottish audience.
Yeah.
We gotta,
oh my god, this is so, it's the most popular podcast in Scotland. You can't say that.
We're trying to get it to be. We're taking a show to the fringe.
Oh,
this year. Yeah,
have you done
yeah.
The Fringe?
No, it's funny. So the show I host, Don't Stop, I'm about to jazz with Two Tree Hill.
Yes. Plug.
Bell House 425. We applied and got a venue to be oh yeah, come do it. It was do you know Subatomic? I think that's what it was called.
No,
or
I
something.
Don't.
Apparently it's a nice venue to perform at. And then we found out how much it costs. And
yeah.
I was that is stupid. I can't do that.
Oh, and then the lodging as well. Trying to find.
Yeah, you have to pay for every. I was what kind of festival is this? I thought that it was it just seems so highly regarded, which it is. But I thought it was if you got in, then I wasn't expecting a full expense paid trip. But I thought it was going to be you pay for your lodging, you pay for your food, but here's the venue, and we want you to perform.
That's why I want to do comedy on a cruise.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I just met someone who did that.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if I can say his name. We're not close friends, but
you don't have to.
Yeah, we had incredible. We just met at a show, which was an insane show.
Uh huh.
And that's actually a story I should tell. That was last week. I just posted photos from it today.
Oh, nice.
So, there was this comic there, and he was telling me that he was on a gay cruise, as a comic. But I just didn't get that at first. He didn't mention that he was a comic first, so he was saying that he went on this cruise, and I was like, oh, who'd you go with? And he was like, I went alone. And I was like, that's crazy. It's you went on a gay cruise alone? I was like,
wait, is he gay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's gay. I mean, the gay part isn't crazy, but I'm just
that's the craziest part.
Yeah. I'm just going on a cruise alone is wild to me. But then I was like, oh, you were doing comedy? And he was like, yeah, you thought I just went on a cruise alone? And I was like, yeah, I did, but I wasn't gonna say anything about it, you know. But
that would be crazy.
You thought he went recreationally?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, some people just have their thing that they love to do, you know? Like, some people love to go on cruises alone.
Oh my God.
Some people travel to Europe alone. Some people RV alone. So some people must just go on cruises alone. Like, well, down the water slide.
All the kids are like, yeah, running. You're just like pushing them out of the way. Like, my turn with the zip line. I'm getting to the front of the aqua show. Yeah.
That's a great impression of him.
Yeah, I know.
It's yeah.
It's
yeah.
exactly like.
It's just like that guy.
Well, I'm imagining if it's a gay cruise where you, it's like that is the point of the cruise. Would it not make sense to be go there as a single person to like just like let anything happen?
No,
is that,
yeah,
no. Okay, no. Wait. Tell me why that's wrong.
Because I've been on a cruise. It makes no sense to go alone. No,
I've
sense.
I've never been on a cruise.
I've never been on a cruise.
Think
either.
Of like yeah. a bingo hall, but like 25 times and on the water.
Well, now I'm horny.
Yeah, you should go on a cruise alone.
It really sounds terrible. I've never had a desire to go on a cruise.
I mean, I went with my best friend and I had so much fun, but it was because I was with a person. If yeah. I had been there by myself, that would have been insane.
Oh, apparently, God, no.
Carnival
oh, now
horrifies.
Suddenly I'm seeing it. I'm like, oh, no, thank God. I would. Thank God I'm not there alone.
Yeah, yeah no, no. No, I can't. I think I would go crazy.
Yeah.
Apparently, Carnival Cruise Lines is bankrupt, failing.
What?
I learned that from, you know how sometimes you're in an elevator and the elevator has the news in it?
Yes.
I learned that from an elevator the other day.
I don't like hearing that. Let's start a GoFundMe.
It's like the news you get in the back of an Uber on like those iPads on the back.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
iPad games piss me the fuck off.
Me too.
I'm like, make it hard. Fuck you. Like, yeah. It's like the iPad. Okay. If you're unfamiliar, the iPad games in the back of Ubers go a little something like this. Guess the shape. The shape looks like a blob with 8 tentacles. Is it a cloud? Is it broccoli? Is it an octopus? Or is it a stick? And you sit back there because you're bored. And
I love going a wrong answer every time, and then the iPad gets disappointed in you. That's my favorite bit, is when they're like, no, try again. And I'm like, no, thank you. No, we're not going to try.
You press the wrong button. The iPad is like, are you slow, you fucking loser?
We see how old you are.
We know your social security.
You should go on a cruise alone, you fucking piece of shit.
Call back.
Very
call
good.
Back. So wait, what was the crazy show you did?
Okay, so the show, it was at the Slipper Room. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give too many details. Okay, like the host was great. The actual show was fun to do. Lineup was great. The women in the crowd, 56 years old.
Nice.
On average, which I love seeing when I'm in a room because I do feel like an older, I grew up with older
What's your
siblings.
Pull with 56-year-old ladies? Be honest.
Well, I think I can feel like their younger best friend. And so they love me. And I've had this experience before. Naturally, that happened on stage. Unfortunately, I went last, which is, I mean, that is fortunate. That's great. You know, headlining. Yeah. Nice. But they were inebriated by that point. So I was getting heckled, but it was like friendly heckle. Have you ever had that?
Yes. Yep.
And you're just like, thank you so much. Stop. Stop.
Yep.
Like, you just feel so, I'm like, oh, I can't remember what I'm doing. Like, if I get a little sidetracked, I like cannot get back on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do this bit. And in this bit, the gag of the bit is, it's a character. It's so hard to explain because it just doesn't sound funny when I explain it. But basically, I pull out a gun at one point, and it's an actual like water gun. So, and then I have one hidden in the back of my pocket. So I pull out this gun, and part of the gag is that I shoot someone off stage, like who's in a voiceover that's playing over a track.
Yeah.
And then I go, fuck! And I hand the gun to someone in the audience. There's this woman, Lisa, who's been heckling me the whole show. And she's just like, yes, I love you. Yeah, whatever. And I was like, Lisa, take the gun, whatever. Lisa grabs this gun. She stands up. I didn't even hide her name. That is her actual name. She stands up.
Shout out, Lisa.
She points the gun at me the rest of my set. And everyone else in the crowd is like, Lisa, sit down. But they're all fucked up, too. And I'm on stage, actually, so scared. Like, the feeling, even if it's a fake gun, you're like, oh fuck, I'm gonna die. This is how I'm gonna die, is this. Ooh. This. And she kept going, I got your back. And I was like, that is not the bit. there's no, I got your back. There's nothing like that. She just didn't move. And then at one point I tried to grab it from her and she went, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. So in the photos I posted, you can see me. I have the gun. She has the gun. I tried to take it back.
And she was like, no.
She's like, no. She's like,
that's it's so crazy. Good.
So that was insane. And then I hid after the show because I was like, I can't meet this woman.
Shout out Lisa.
Yeah,
shout out
Lisa.
Lisa.
Found out that she recently went through a divorce. Apparently, she was a
friend she needed
of the
that gun.
She you should have let her
keep
the gun.
She needed that gun. I wish I knew that.
It's like when you hit a home run and you let them keep the ball.
Yeah. Oh, that's so it.
How did you find out she went through a divorce?
She is the friend of the mother of the host. So she came there and the host told me, like, she shows up every time, all the time, and does this. And recently she's been drinking a lot because she, I know, it just gets sadder and sadder the more we go. But that can be funny. and so went through divorce, has been drinking, and I think just needs attention.
Yeah.
Needs to get dick down.
I'd be crazy if someone in the audience stood up and was like, Lisa, put the gun down. It's just like a hot man who just takes her back and just rails her.
It's Antonio Banderas.
Oh, yeah.
What a dream.
Lisa. Put the gun. That's more Russian.
No. Yeah, no.
Yep.
Lisa,
put
the gun. Yeah. I can do it because he's white. He is a white man. He is not.
Okay, I will say that is the gag of my bit. I come out as a Spanish woman. And the whole thing is that.
Okay, Hilaria.
It's so funny. And then I'm not saying it's so funny. Like my bit is so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny because Latinos are inherently hilarious.
Hilarious. But yes. She's a Spanish woman. So I do this whole accent. And then there's a line in the song that goes, this character is a white woman from Spain. So I can do the accent. So.
Oh.
I just had to.
There you go.
That's what Hilaria said famously.
See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Claro que sí.
Sí,
mami.
Claro que sí.
Ay, qué malo.
Wait, I thought of something the other day because I've been watching a lot of 30 Rock. I just got on to season 2. I'm my first ever watch of 30 Rock.
30 Rock is very good.
And season 2, oh my God, does it kick up a notch. But I was thinking because as I'm watching Alec Baldwin, it's that episode where he does all of these like black characters in a therapy session for Tracy. I was thinking, oh, he's 100% done an accent he shouldn't do with Hilaria. He's 100
sure.
Like
sure.
In the privacy of their own home, they do accents.
Alec Baldwin is a motherfucker from Long Island. The trash that has come out of his mouth, I am certain.
He's from Long Island?
Yeah.
Is he from the same part of Long Island you're from?
No. No. Massapequa.
Oh boy.
The Baldwin boys are from Massapequa. There's
Whoa.
No doubt.
What is Massapequa known for? If anything,
racism,
okay,
homophobia,
nice,
transphobia,
but that's like all
the
of them.
Kind of the big three,
the Trinity,
the big three,
definitely the big three.
That's what I get on my bagel.
Yeah, my big three, homophobia rising.
Give me one with everything on it.
Racism sun,
transphobia moon,
big transphobia moon. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so emotional.
And my Lilith is in fat phobia.
I didn't get it, but I got it.
So
what's Lilith?
You just haven't run around the block enough to know what a Lilith is or dated enough lesbians.
Have you been to Lilith Fest?
I have not.
Can someone tell me what's going on?
It's like, okay.
We're talking.
We're just girls gabbing. It's like on CoStar, you know, the signs.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, you should get on it.
Are you not, you don't believe in signs?
No.
You don't believe in science?
Excuse me. Sorry.
Science.
She said signs, I said science.
This?
They're the same.
Lucas, this infuriates me.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Go on. Talk about it.
Okay. First things first. Every time I talk to someone and they say that they don't believe in science, I'm like, are you so bold as to say that human individualism is as individual as you think it is? Do we really think that we are floating on this rock in space and there is no effect of the stars and the alignment of the planets on our behavior and the ways we are? Yes? You think there's no?
None.
That's insane.
He's insane.
That's insane. That's hubris. That is the arrogance of man, the convergence of the twain, if you will. It's like, are you an Aries? Capricorn. Are you
no.
an Aries?
Keep guessing.
Sagittarius.
Sag rising, Scorpio sun.
No, don't give her hints.
Why should I not? We're gabbing. Are you a Libra?
Libra rising.
Wow. Because the rising sign is like how you come off.
That's how you come off.
What do you think Lucas says?
Oh, actually, yes. No, I know all three because someone gave me my birth chart. Because
he's been ran through.
Libra. Something.
Keep guessing.
Cancer.
Keep guessing.
Is that, are all those wrong?
Nada.
So they're all wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The sun sign is kind of like,
No, you wouldn't guess it at first.
But
No. Don't say anything.
It makes sense.
Give her nothing.
What the hell are you?
Keep going.
Dun, dun. I don't think you're an earth sign.
Interesting. Okay.
Think of the little bitch sign.
Pisces?
No. Oh. But you're close.
Gemini?
Yes.
Wow. You don't come off as a Gemini, though. Not that they're bad. I'm a Gemini moon. Okay. Geminis are curious and indecisive.
So is everyone.
No. Not everyone is curious and indecisive.
That's
okay?
true. Some people are incurious and decisive.
I think everyone
Some people just know what they're like, I don't want to.
I think everyone
that.
Who's into astrology is curious.
Astrology and astronomy were developed at the same time. And the church.
I don't think astronomers like to hear that.
They sure do. That's just a fact of history.
What do you think about the 13th planet? Didn't it come up that there was like a 13th sign or something? And then people were like, I don't think so.
Yeah, there is supposed to be a 13th sign.
Wait, can I say something, though? Uh-huh. Because you said not an earth sign.
Are you a Virgo?
No. But would you just agree on camera that you said not an earth sign?
I don't like where this is going.
Just. Go
look, I'm also not I'm not saying I'm the scientific force on it.
I'm not asking you to be.
Yeah, Rose I said DeGrasse I Tyson. Don't believe you're an earth sign.
Yeah, Taurus moon, Taurus rising, baby.
Okay, well, I don't get that. But someone else might. There are actual astrologers out there who would look at you and be like, Taurus moon, Taurus rising.
Wait, I will give you this. I did a show, Obo Gilmore, another comedian in New York. She runs a show called Constellation Prize, which is where a bunch of comedians on. She also has an astrologer on who, so she tells you like what certain signs you are, like what this one's rising sign is, what this person's moon sign is, and then gives them in a bowl mixed up to the astrologer, and then she matches you based on what she thinks you are based on your set.
Uh-huh.
It's a very interesting idea for a show.
It's a great show.
And then she gives them out to you, and then Obo says, all right, guesses are made. Now everyone reveal what yours actually is. And I was like, wait, am I supposed to know what the fuck mine is? And then Obo was like, you have the right one. I was like, oh, great job.
Wow.
So an astrologer...
Guessed you,
yeah.
From multiple choice.
No, there's so many permutations, and yeah, like there is team. Lucas, you will one day believe in this. Because it's not even belief. It's just I'm like, of course,
it's real.
There are certain behavioral categories that people fall into. Like,
okay,
Virgos organized every time. Every time.
Or sometimes they struggle with organization. I'm a Virgo moon, and I think that's why I get so stressed and neurotic.
Well,
how is that a thing? They're organized, except when they're not. What is happening?
Okay, that was... You did me dirty on that one, I will say. You really did me dirty.
Well.
Perhaps it's your...
Also,
You're right, and I'm so sorry. That was very Scorpio sun of me.
It's so Scorpio sun of you.
Yeah.
But Sagittarius, the fact that I knew that Gabby was a Sagittarius rising, I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Did you guess Sagittarius rising, like those two things together?
No, I said Sagittarius.
Yeah. You're taking a little bit of valor on the rising right there.
Well, but then it was placed for me. So I'm not saying I guessed it right immediately like that in the placement of your chart, but certainly.
The same way you don't know the stars, she doesn't know the stars. None of us who know the stars, we can only guess.
I have not studied the stars. An astrologer has properly studied the stars and the planets and the behavioral qualities that align with those planets and where the position of the sun was when you were born.
Correct.
Okay.
But there's a problem, though, is that the stars and the moon and everything has moved since astrology was founded, and it's not caught up for that. So
science has been updated.
Lucas, starships are meant to fly.
What?
Starships are meant to fly. Hands up and touch the sky.
Exactly.
Can't stop because we're so high.
Let's do this one more time.
Yeah.
Why do you think there is a gender divide on astrology?
Men are smart.
boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider people.
That is so true.
Why is there a gender divide? I do think men sometimes, not all men.
Yeah.
Not cancer men. True. Men don't like to be figured out in this way.
I don't mind being figured
women,
out.
Really, women.
I'm interrupting. I apologize. Keep going.
No, thank you. I feel women, since we are, I wouldn't say emotionally driven, but like there is this is terrifying for me. I'm so scared. My armpit.
You're doing fine.
Sweating. No, you're doing good.
You're doing great.
I don't know how to say this in a proper way. You need to help me.
I know what you're saying. Women
are in touch with their emotions.
Yes.
In a certain way.
We grow up in touch with our emotions.
We're forced to be.
We're also like a little bit designated to be like mothers from a very early age.
Mm-hmm. In some cases.
We're emotional caretakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like also understanding your emotions is such a part of female development and like
correct
and understanding your hormones and your cycle and how your cycle affects your emotions and all these things and I feel like astrology comes along and you're like, oh well, there you go, it makes sense, it
yes.
all makes sense,
yes,
you know. And there are definitely variations on it, but I think for the most part you realize like oh damn, my behaviors and my emotions can be categorized in a certain way.
And it's helpful sometimes too. Like I feel like also maybe it's because we get called crazy a lot. We're kind of like, am I being crazy or what am I feeling?
Yeah.
Where
am I a Libra?
am I just being a fucking Scorp right now?
I'm just being such a fucking Libra.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. What would it take to convince you, you know what, I don't think this is real anymore? What would it take?
Well, I don't think it's not real. I really think it was a science that was studied.
No, I'm hearing you. You're saying that you're like, no, this is what you're saying is this is a real system that has been built and proven, and I accept it and I use it in my life. What I'm asking you is, what would it take to prove to you? Well, to
Lucas
what would it
is
take
saying
to change
like,
your mind?
What man would it take?
Yes.
Come along.
No, but what would it take to change your mind?
Well, I'm sure if I knew, my mind probably would have been changed.
Yeah.
Or
you know what? I might have an answer to that.
Okay, okay.
If it turned out that the Chinese system was more effective, the one where you're like a goat.
Oh, the zodiac?
Yeah.
But I think they go in line. I think they are related in many ways. I think they are from a different system. I haven't studied the Chinese zodiac in any way. But I'm certain that
I don't know shit about it, but if it turned out it was so accurate, I'd be like, fuck the stars.
But I think it's another way of interpreting the stars.
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean? I think there is a science between interpreting the universe and its effect on human individuality.
Do you know
behavior.
What you are? Animal?
What?
Do you know what animal you are?
Ox.
Ox, okay. I'm a rooster.
Oh, for the Chinese zodiac?
Yeah.
Pig.
Classic.
Yeah.
What are those again? I'm gonna
piggy.
Google.
There's
Jamie, pull that up.
Yeah, there's the dragon, there's the snake, there's
okay. Rabbit, rat,
ram,
tiger.
Ram.
Okay. Animal is meanings. There
monkey.
There's Chinese.
Monkey. I know because I used to watch a show called The Legend of the Golden Dragon.
Oh.
It was a great little cartoon from the early 2000s.
I used to watch Shaolin Showdown.
Shaolin Showdown? That was so racist. It was such a racist show. I have it on my computer.
Oh, fuck.
I bootlegged the whole series.
We used to be able to be racist. That was fun.
That,
you know, that was good.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
God.
I do remember.
Rat is quick-witted, resourceful, versatile, and kind. The ox. You said you're an ox. Mm. Diligent. Dependable. Strong, determined. Mm-hmm. Are these resonating?
Yeah. I see. I would say this one's a little more vague.
Yeah, that's super vague.
This is more vague than perhaps.
Compassion, generous, diligent for the pig. I think I'm all those things.
But you're also diligent. What the hell?
We're all. No, this is certainly a little more vague.
Yeah, it's almost like cold reading.
I think the thing that I like about astrology as well is, in many ways, when you read up on it all the time, and you see how the planets are changing, they specifically will talk to you, like these these apps or astrologers or whatever, they'll say like, okay, there's an eclipse coming, and because of the alignment in your chart, this, you're gonna feel these things. So because of what's happening in the sky.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dead ass. I get seasonal depression. Why wouldn't Jupiter have something to do with the way my finances work? Mm. 100%. 100%.
That's so funny.
That reminds me of that whole controversy of like when Matt Rife had the joke that was like, just because Jupiter has a ring and you don't, and then it was pointed out Saturn is the one that has rings.
That's crazy.
Do you remember that?
That's so funny.
No, I don't remember that.
I remember. Did you try watching his special?
No.
I tried watching it. I made my.
You had a dream about him?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
Why? I don't remember.
Are you okay?
He was in my dream last night.
Last night?
Holy was in my dream last night.
This is astrological what's happening.
Oh, God.
He's been brought up. Because I haven't spoken about him in months. And now he's in your dream, and now we're talking about him.
What do you remember what happened in the dream?
I remember seeing his face.
Bad start.
And I think it's because I saw, before I went to bed, I think it's because I saw the clip where he's on Wild and Out and he touches Zendaya and everyone freaks out, which is awesome. And I'm like, as they should. But he was just in my dream for a second. I just saw his pillow face. And then
wait, what's a pillow face?
That's when you get nipped and tucked.
Oh.
The fillers are crazy on him.
Have you seen like what his jawline looked before and then more recently and the massive change?
Wow.
He went from a point to like a sort of an octagonal sort of, it was like, it was a weird.
Damn.
They're all getting fillers now. Ryan Gosling's filler is crazy.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I feel like it's like, I don't know. You can do whatever you want to your face, but like, are we going to see the return of like the face again?
Yeah.
Of the just kind of normal.
It's nice when someone just ages and just like, it's just like, yeah, you look great, Meryl
Streep.
I think
we leave that to British actors. I think British Shakespearean actors.
Correct.
Real thespians.
Yes.
Love the aging process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thespian, gay, bisexual.
Yeah.
Transgender. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
TGBT.
Yeah. TGBT. Yeah.
TGBT.
I agree. I think there's something really joyous to me about like seeing Ian McKellen like in the wild on like a red carpet or something.
100%. Dame Judi Dench.
Oh yeah, the
she
queen.
She touched her face.
Love.
And if she looks great. It's just slight.
My hot take is she was, she phoned it in for most of Cats, but she had one monologue where she was magnetic.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't even remember. That was the first film I watched after a breakup in 2019.
Oh, I'm so...
And
God.
And I sobbed.
Oh.
I was dying.
No.
It was like early 2020 that came out.
Must have been a bad breakup.
It was so bad.
Oh, no.
But
oh,
sorry. Goodness. No, it's awesome now. Now I'm dating Brooks and it's all good. And we are in love.
How long have you guys been together?
A year and a half.
Whoa.
A little more than a year and a half.
I love that. Barack?
Yeah. Barack?
Did you say?
Brooke.
Yeah.
Brooke. Oh.
Yes.
Brooks.
Brooks.
Yeah.
Brooks. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Barack was the bad breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry that.
Two terms.
Over text.
Yeah.
How would he say it over a text message?
Oh, over text. It would be like, Rose. Mid.
That's awesome.
Let me be clear.
Hello. respect, but your game weak.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, I like the idea of him being like really mean because he's such a polite person. I love the idea of him being just like totally dispassionate.
Yeah.
I think that's my idea.
That would have made you cry at the movie Cats.
Like a little bit of a fuckboy.
100%.
Yeah.
Getting broken up with Obama. By
Obama.
Oh
my God.
What got you about the movie Cats?
I don't remember.
After that break.
I think I was like blacking out as I was watching it.
Oh my God. Were you drunk as well? When I saw, I was in the movie theater, I was drunk. I was drinking whiskey.
I went with my mom.
Okay.
Oh, you could totally drink with your mom and while seeing Cats. That's a good day.
It was like during the day.
Yes. Great. Keep adding more details.
All a very good start.
Wait, can I? When I saw Cats in the movie theater, and then you see Judi Dench coming out very slowly as old Deuteronomy, and then like two cats are like,
"Well, you know it.
Who's that?" it's old Deuteronomy. And then a girl in the row ahead of me just said, please don't sing about it.
That's so funny.
My other thought on Cats was Jason Derulo is amazing.
Oh, I forgot.
He did do a good job.
I can't tell you a single fucking thing about that movie. And
then I remember very emotional.
James Corden. I remember Taylor Swift. I remember.
Yeah, she was in it.
What are the two? The like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Rebel Wilson and James Corden. They were in it together.
No, they're like the Jellicle, whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
They're all fucking Jellicle.
Oh, they're all Jellicle cats.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are the two? They're like two like da 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 ka ka da ka ka, like they're a little duo. Oh,
I thought that was Rebel and James.
I don't remember.
They're cat names.
Oh, cat and cat,
like Hibbledy and Skibbledy or some shit.
Cats and Delicatessen.
Yeah.
Wait,
I need to look it up. Okay,
look it up. Was there any other like crazy things you did to heal from that breakup?
Crazy things. No, because that happened and then. So I was supposed to move into his apartment. Like it was like a pretty, and thank God I didn't, because that would have been a horrendous, I'm happy. It should have been broken up. Then I moved in with my mom because I didn't have an apartment because I had ended my lease. And I was like, fuck. And that was January 2020. And so.
Les twins as a Plato and Socrates. I think that may have been the.
No, there's a different name. I have to pee so bad.
Do you want
to
go piss, go piss.
You should leave all of this in.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Okay.
Mungo Jerry and
Rumpelteazer.
Oh.
Oh. Well, that's not even alliterative.
Like, do you know what's funny? Do you know what's funny? Is I actually thought of, is it Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer? But I thought, I can't say that. I can't say that.
Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer, but that's still not ringing a bell. Did they have like a name together?
I don't know, like a band, like Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were called Tenacious
D. What's the song that they sing?
I only know Rum Tum Tugger Memories.
Rum Tum Tugger.
That's such a good song.
That's what I thought they were. I thought their name was Rum Tum Tugger.
No, the Rum Tum Tugger is the song. The Rum Tum Tugger is played by Jason Derulo, and the Rum Tum Tugger song is like, the Rum Tum Tugger is a curious cat. If you offer me pheasant, I'd rather have grubs. I could play that role.
Wow.
You'd be good at that.
It's like you need like ultra swag, which I have.
Stunning.
We were talking about the craziest thing you had done like post breakup.
Oh yeah, post breakup. What post breakup moves?
Yeah.
Well, I moved in with my mom and then COVID hit and then that ended up being the best year of my life.
Wow. Yeah.
Not because of the tragedy of the pandemic and
I thought you loved that.
Oh,
you're like, there's a lot of people.
No.
No.
But no, it was like that. There's no better way to heal than living with your mom.
Interesting. That
moms
would not heal
everywhere
me.
Are like, yeah. Oh, my God. You're making a lot of people so happy.
I'm so glad again. No, that was awesome. And then so I can't really remember. I don't think I did anything crazy, which was awesome.
Except see cats with your mom.
That was pretty crazy. That was bad.
And crying.
Kind of bad. Yeah. Also, I just, you might have to cut this out. Melissa. Yeah. Melissa clap. She told me and Hunter. So I do have to go soon because I have to be at Hunter's house in Williamsburg by 2.
No, we're going to get to the end segment very soon.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. No worries. She told me to come in. I'm doing this dumbass show tonight. Told me to come into rehearsal for a tech rehearsal at 6. She bumped it to 4. And Hunter was like, yeah, we have to go there at 4. And I said, Hunter, I'm not going there at 4. And he's like, well, I am. And I was like, that's crazy. Why are you doing that? So
Melissa Harris.
Yep.
Yeah. I told her my shit.
Melissa tried to stay with me a while ago. It was like 2 years ago or something. Her opening message was like, you seem nice. I'm looking for a place to crash. And immediately, I think I'd just seen enough episodes of Broad City where like they had like homeless Heidi or whatever, where I was like, surely she's homeless. There's no way. So.
Yeah, I didn't watch enough Broad City. I should have. Anyway.
All right.
All right. Let's get into listener submissions.
Okay, are you ready to help some children? I guess that sounded weird.
Yeah, that's. Gabby, really. Wow.
Help.
Okay.
I'm suggesting nice things.
Ooh. I like this one, this question.
Right, I like that question too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Meerkats, flying coast to coast soon. How do you fill your time on planes? What do you like to do on a plane?
I have gotten really into not watching the movie on a plane. I like to write. I like to use it as like, okay, this is my focus time. Mm-hmm. I insist on having an aisle seat every time.
Yes.
I can't not have a aisle seat because you saw how many times I've had to piss since I've been here.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine me on a plane.
You're a girl who pisses.
I am a girl who pisses and never misses. So
that's nice.
Thank you.
That's good.
That's what we're going to title the episode, I think.
Pisses and never misses. That's right.
I suggest that people... What do I like to do on a plane? I like to take out my little computer and go... and write. And play Sudoku. I'm a big Sudoku. I'm like 80 years old.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love Sudoku. Sudoku is so good on a plane.
It's so awesome.
Sudoku hits different when plane is the vibe.
Yeah.
Am I young?
Yup.
So young. So
okay,
young.
Well, what about you guys? Oh, my God.
I like to occasionally read on a plane. I like to sleep on a plane. I like to take a big fat edible and question my existence on a plane.
I can't. If I did that, hospital. They would emergency land the plane. I'd be like, open the door!
Boeing, you just jump out.
Yeah, easy.
If this plane is not a Boeing, it's going to be a Boeing
yeah,
today.
Yeah.
What if Boeing didn't do anything wrong? It was just people taking edibles and jumping.
It was just people taking edibles and manifesting.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. Breaking open the door. That's crazy. That's going to make me not want to fly. All this information on Boeing now.
I know. Well, I used to be really afraid of flying, and I'm still a little afraid of it. But I think I lean into the fear where I'm so sure I'm going to die. I just start questioning my whole life. And in a way, it's looped back around to me not being scared of flying anymore.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Me too.
Makes sense.
Could you imagine if I wasn't, or, and I was like, of course.
Yeah. You Jewish?
Of course you are.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to leave.
Yeah, that tracks. Yeah.
I like flying.
I also like flying.
I love it.
This Boeing shit is the first time I've ever been like, can't catch me on a plane like that. That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh,
cutting
no.
corners. You guys are cutting corners on airplanes. That's crazy. And
I know.
They
it's
shot
so
the
safe.
Whistleblower.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That's him right now. That's the whistleblower. Boeing. That's Boeing.
That's Boeing.
Hello, Boeing.
They're like, don't look behind.
There we go.
Okay. I also, my other thing I love on planes, watching Chopped.
Oh, yeah.
But someone just tweeted about this. They haven't updated the episodes of Chopped for a long time. It's like Pasta Challenge and like the Chocolate Challenge.
Oh, man.
And she tagged on Ted airplanes? Allen in the, yeah, on airplanes. She tagged Ted Allen being like, can we do something about this? And Ted Allen replied being like, I'll get right on it. But I'm sure they won't change it.
That's insane.
Aw.
But I love watching Chopped on a plane.
And what airline is that? Just planes in general?
Delta, I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It's nice.
The official sponsor of Chopped.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
I see. I had no idea. Mm.
I will say I'm basic. I love the movie on a plane.
Yeah.
I love a movie on a plane. It's also a chance where I'm like, oh, I've never seen that before. Like I saw Casablanca on a plane before and I was like, this is an amazing movie. And I never would have seen it unless I was in that environment.
Damn. Yeah.
I do like watching movies that I don't want to like pay for or support with streaming.
Yeah.
Like, I watched Annie Hall on a plane because I was like, I should see this movie, but I'm certainly not going to like give Woody Allen money. So... I guess I'll just watch on a plane. And it was
how many people supported Louis C.K. just because of Delta?
Yeah, if you've never
probably
seen this stuff.
I mean, I would
there's a lot of people going.
It.
I would watch it too.
Yeah. Oh, honestly, I've done that. Sometimes when I'm on a plane, I like to watch like a cartoon. Like just something really mindless, but I get so embarrassed. So it's like you ever like pick a movie and then you're like, oh my God, the person next to me is going to see what's on my screen.
Yes.
Like, that happens to me all the time.
Well, I know about that because I do watch movies off of other people's screens.
Oh, I do. Oh, that's the
I
best
think
bit.
Everyone does. I think.
Yeah.
It's always the person to my, like, one it,
on the diagonal.
Yeah.
On that's like, how I saw so much of Dear Evan Hansen.
Wow.
On someone else's screen.
I forgot that that was a movie that was insane.
Yeah. Where his face is, like, melting off from the CGI.
God, oh.
I need to see that. Ben. I want to see that happen.
It's phenomenal.
But
okay.
Should we have another one?
Yes. Hi, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been struggling with feeling unwanted. I'm 16 and I've never had a serious relationship. I know I'm not unattractive, but I just struggle with the idea that I am not good enough for a guy to want me.
Holy shit.
Thanks for listening. Also, hi to the guest. P.S. Hi. My pronouns are she, her. Okay.
Hi, you're sis. 16. Hi, give sis. Yourself a moment.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're
yeah, yeah.
Six
good enough
teen.
For a guy to want you. Do you know guys? They're the worst.
You don't want a 16-year-old guy. But you certainly don't want an older man either.
No.
But
let's no clear guy. Up the subtext
yeah,
here.
No guy.
Go older.
Should you want someone, it must be age appropriate.
I also think you're going through a fundamental high school experience and you're not, it feels like shit now, but it will make you grow in gorgeous ways. I didn't have a serious relationship at 16. I think I started dating my high school sweetheart at like 17.
Wow.
But that's pretty young still.
Still, yeah.
And I love him. He's a really great guy. And we're friendlies. Friendly. Yeah.
We're friendlies. The restaurant.
And we're the chain. But in some ways, I'm like, oh, I wish I didn't. You know? Just because...
We'll talk about that. Yeah.
In the sense that, like, I think it was really special in high school, but then it continued into college and we were long distance. Mm-hmm. And... I don't regret any part of that relationship, but you know, I was like young and then you kind of enter hookup culture late and that yeah. feels so hard when you're like, everyone else has been hooking up and then you're like, oh, I don't know how people do this and like what to say and like, why aren't we hanging out? Like, you know?
Yeah.
So I think when you're 16, you're supposed to have these emotions of like feeling unwanted and, less than, and everyone's insecure, even if no one is saying it. I'm telling you, 16 is the age you feel all of the worst feelings.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And they make you funny.
They yes. make you so funny.
You are being developed as a person so much right now.
I would also say again, like I always struggle with when people are like, I worry I'm not good enough for a guy, like, not to be a misandrist, but like, girl,
Low bar. Guys,
like, I don't know. Like, you could walk in and piss on his floor, and he would be like, "I've done worse than that 5 times this week."
100%. Yeah.
Men are, boys especially at 16, are awful. And maybe you have a crush on one, and that's okay. But that doesn't make him like the idea that you wouldn't measure up
no.
to a man.
You're putting a cockroach on a pedestal.
T.
But at the same time, let's also talk about external validation versus internal validation.
So true.
Okay? Like, that's a hard thing to learn. Because you, especially when you're that age, you think everyone's watching you.
Yeah.
Your self-worth is determined by the people around you. It's a very hard thing to get over. I mean, I'm 26. I'm 10 years older than you, which is crazy and honestly just made me nauseous. But I'm still... dealing with that. And I'm a comedian. Mm. We're all comedians. Of course, external validation is so prevalent and hard to get over. But I think at 16, this is your first lesson of like, well, you feel unwanted because, you know, because of a boy not looking your certain, I don't know, whatever. What was the thing that they said?
It was, she's worried that she's not going to be good enough for a guy to want her.
It's never unwanted.
Girl, you are good enough. You yeah. are good enough. And a man, if you are interested in a relationship, it will come. Yeah. Okay?
It's also, you are conflating like the possibility that he may not be into you with you not being good enough. That's not, those two don't line up in any way that has a relationship. There's no version of you being like, you can be good enough and he still doesn't like you. You could be the most perfect person in the world and you may not fit his preferences. That is, I think, the mistake that really carries on to dating for all ages is people thinking it's something they did wrong for something that is completely out of their control.
Yeah. Yeah. I also just wonder if like...
Be kind to yourself.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some guy out there in your school who desperately wants you, but you don't notice him. And that's okay.
And he actually wrote in and said,
yeah.
I'm feeling unwanted.
And if you look under your seat.
I wrote you, but he's still ain't calling. Yeah. He wrote in and he said he wants you so bad, but you're like, ugh, he's ugly.
Yeah.
I do think my best friend has this thing where she thinks like if an ugly guy likes her, that means she's ugly.
I get that.
But that's crazy. Do you think, like, men aren't jerking off to, like, Kate Upton because they're like, oh, she's so out of my league? That's the logic.
I guess it's like the men who approach you. Like, if you, you know.
Oh, yeah, if they think they're in your league.
Yeah, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, not to be a judgmental hoe. It's not like that's happening to me every waking moment of my life.
But are you saying it, like, happens sometimes and you're like, dude?
It has happened once or twice and I'm like, wow. Bummer. You know, but
for you, this is real bad for you.
Well, I think we gave some great advice. Should we get into our final two segments?
Yes.
We have one more submission, but we could save it.
Yeah. Let's save it.
Okay. This is called, so we have two final segments. They're both relatively short. There's self-perception corner and then there's prophecy corner. Mm. One is sillier than the other. So self-perception corner, we'll start with. Let's have you say how you feel like other people perceive you, mm-hmm. how you feel like you're perceived by others, and then we'll say how we actually perceive you.
Okay. Strangely enough, I do think, because I've been told this, people perceive me as chill and grounded a lot of the times, is what I'm told. Mm-hmm. And that, I guess that sticks with me because it surprises me because I'm like, I am heavily medicated. So what are you talking about? And what was the second part of that question? Just what you guys
just
think.
How you believe you're perceived by other people.
I think I'm perceived as what else? Oh my god, how else do I think I'm perceived? Libra. But people say I'm warm. People say I'm very warm, which is nice. And I do, and I earnestly feel like a warm person. And I'm trying to think of something negative, but people don't really tell you the negative things. People a lot of the times I get, sometimes I'll just be being myself, like quiet, and mm-hmm. I always get an, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, what? And it's because I have a thing. Someone told me I have resting concerned face.
Oh.
Which drives me crazy. I wish I had resting bitch face because people would respect me in a different way. But resting concerned face, I think that means like my eyebrows kind of slant this way. And so
be at your rest, but also look towards us. Okay, don't look towards us.
I wonder. Okay. I don't know if this is going to work.
No, just, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Let me try and.
This is not, okay. You know what? This isn't going to work.
Won a straight face contest.
Yeah. Oh, I do see it a little bit. I see it a little bit.
I don't see concern. I see like empathy. I feel like people would walk up to you on the street and like tell you their problems.
That happens.
Mm-hmm. I can immediately see it. I feel like I have the same thing where people just walk up to me and say anything and I just kind of like, they know I'll listen, you know?
Yeah.
I have a lot of people. Well, I was in Wisconsin recently and someone like thought that he could convert me to Christianity. Oh. He really took a swing.
Yeah.
And he started it.
That's always impressive.
He started with saying, hey, can I ask you a personal question? I was like, yeah. He said, are you Jewish? I was like, what?
Oh, fuck.
Can you get to me?
And then I was like, why?
Yeah, that's what you're going to convert me.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you familiar? He's like, are you familiar with Yeshua? And then he like, it was like, yeah, he is my savior. He means like savior, salvation. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Why didn't he say that?
He transitioned.
That was his connection. Was like, oh, you're Jewish.
Holy
so like,
fuck.
Here, you know him.
Yeshua, they, them.
Yeah.
Two big gauges.
Yeah.
They're such a great barista now.
It's incredible. Really incredible barista. Yeah.
But in terms of like how you are perceived. So I remember I like saw you online and I was like, all right, no, she's very funny. And then we were on a show together and I saw you. You were just sitting at like a little corner of Caveat. And I was like, oh, I don't want to disturb her. I said that to Ryan, who was hosting the show. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen her. But like, I don't want to disturb her. She's and he was like, you can say she's the nicest person. And then I came up to say hi and your face immediately lit up and I was just put at ease so much. Aww. And I was like, I had, because you come across, especially like you were wearing like a leather jacket.
Oh,
it was very long.
Yeah,
I think it was.
I do. I have that. Yeah.
And I was like, you looked cool as shit.
Okay, awesome.
You looked it was to the point where it was like, oh, I can't approach this person.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then I met, and I was like, oh, she's like, she's of the cuddliest personality, you know? It was like, it was just so, it was, you were very easy to then like talk to and then and be close to. It
was
so easy.
That's so nice.
But I definitely was intimidated at first.
That's so dope. Thank you so much.
Well, we just met today.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but I already feel very like comfortable and at ease with you.
I mean, you're so easy to talk to.
You're also very easy to talk to.
And you're also very cool.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. It's like, this is, I like walked in immediately and like, oh, this person's lovely. I don't know. I feel like you are energetic. I feel like you have a lot of stories. I feel like you've lived a life.
I do have a lot of stories.
I feel like you've definitely lived a life.
Didn't you work on a farm in Japan?
I went to Japan this summer, but I worked on a farm in Denmark.
Ah, excuse me. That's
it. I have stories from both.
Oh my god, can I get you on for part two? That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
But I feel like there's a certain like you seem to me, how do I explain it, like some people I feel like are insecure so they don't give people the time of day, but I feel like you are secure enough in yourself that like if anyone approached you, you would be so happy to talk to them and gracious, but you also know where your like boundaries and lines are. Like I feel like you know who you want to like link up with, talk to, be friendly with.
That is so nice. Thank you.
I feel like it's true.
I love that.
Second segment, yeah. Prophecy Corner.
Okay. Yes.
You want to introduce it?
Nope.
Okay.
No, it's
a new segment.
Yeah, it's a new segment. Where do you see yourself in like maybe like 5 years time, and then we can say a little bit of what we see in your future.
Oh yeah, god, I love this. And this is how Lucas is gonna believe in astrology.
Yeah. He is a famous astrologer.
Yeah. Okay, where do I see myself in 5 years? I think in some ways I still see myself in New York City, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So
you'll be 31.
Woo! Yeah, I will.
You ever know you're going to say a sentence and it's going to have an effect?
Yeah.
31, god, that'd be so old if you were 31. Yeah. That would be, you'd be like the oldest person ever.
Yeah.
Where do I see myself? I'll say my hopes, because I'm very superstitious, so I can't firmly say I see myself somewhere. That's OCD. It's not even superstition. Anyway, I think I'd like to see, I have hopes that I will be booked on something,
mm-hmm.
and have some form of consistent comedy work. I feel like so many people that we're like are the scene right now is so close. Like everyone's just sort of like on the precipice of like the next step. Up.
Yes.
So I kind of feel like that will happen for all of us within the next 5 years. I'm hoping. I don't think we're all going to give up our dreams in the next 5 years. I don't think we're going to quit this, move out to the grid and like off the grid and do whatever. What else?
As nice as it does look to go off grid.
It does. And then
I can see you going off grid. I can see you like taking a year and like living in a cabin.
Don't 100%. Threaten me with a good time.
Yeah.
My goal, I'm trying to do the 30 countries before 30. So
ooh,
awesome. I hope that happens. I'm at 25.
Wow.
So I just need 5 more. I can do it.
You can totally can do it.
You're doing it.
What else? Where else do I see myself? Hopefully my own apartment. Holy fuck. I mean, I love my roommates so much. We have a great apartment, but I'm 26 years old with 2 roommates. This city is so hard, but I have confidence that somehow a real estate bubble will burst and we will all have our own spaces.
Yes. That would be sick as fuck.
That's
beautiful. Yeah. And maybe even maybe people will start buying apartments. Like that's kind of a dream. I'd love to own a piece of property.
Oh my god.
I'd love to have a farm. Obviously I'd love to have a garden in the next 5 years that I really care for. I'd love to have laundry in the building, because here's a New York City tip: do not do laundry in unit, because your electricity bill goes through the roof. So,
unless your utilities are paid,
I have in unit.
And how is your how are your bills?
Sorry.
It hurts more when I use the air conditioner in the summer. That does way more.
Yeah.
Oh,
that always do.
Yeah.
Tattoo. I think that'll happen. I think I'll have another piercing. All my tattoos are white except for one.
Okay, racist.
I think I'll have And it's actually going to be that.
It's going to be a racist sign.
I think I'll pierce something. I think in the next 5 years, I'll probably get into some sort of accident. That'll be life-changing in a way. But I think I'll grow stronger from it. There's a lot can happen in 5 years.
It would be so funny if I was like, yeah, I am seeing the accident.
Oh, my God. That's so you. That's so you.
I'm definitely predicting the accident could 100%, happen.
100%.
Yeah. You seem prone.
Yeah.
I can see you injured. I can see you really into plants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said you're into plant medicine. I could definitely see you gardening.
Oh, yeah.
In 5 years, mm-hmm. continuing to. I mean, I think that all sounds great. The prophecies. I don't disagree with any of that because I think it's a new segment. I mean, I'll give you like a goofy prophecy. I can see you having a pet of some kind.
Oh, I can see that. Probably a cat.
And like a really cute one.
Yeah. That's the only type I would guess.
Yeah, not you wouldn't go. Yeah. You wouldn't go for an uggo.
I'll tell you what I see in your slightly nearer future. So before you get a garden, I think you may experiment with hydroponics. You know those towers.
Those towers
where they have like growing on all sides, and then it like rotates and has like land. I think you're gonna try to imitate a garden environment with the means that you have.
Yeah.
I see that in your future.
I do have a little balcony that is decked out.
There you go.
I have looked at the arrow, whatever the fuck it's called.
That's
a hydroponic system.
Yeah.
I see getting really into, like, you know how people got into sourdough during the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
I see you getting into some kind of, like, fermentation process.
It's already happened to me.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Basically, you're going to become
Lucas.
Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're still going to believe in astrology.
I say it again.
But you're still going to believe in astrology.
100%. And by that time, Lucas will also believe in astrology.
Thank God.
Thank God.
All right. You've been a great guest.
Where can
people find
you? Thanks for having me. You can find me at Long Island Dirt on all social platforms and performing around New York City.
Yay. Been such an amazing guest.
You're amazing.
I can't think of any plugs offhand. Performing a couple shows in Connecticut.
Yes.
In April, Lucas and I have big news coming up. So stay tuned for that.
We have big news coming up, but I also have some shows coming up in New York. I'm also going to be headlining NYCC Stamford. I think that's going to be in May. Also, I'm going to be a Rogue Island Comedy Fest. I'm going to go out there. I think it's actually going to be on my birthday as well that I'm going to be there. So, yeah.
Gemini birthday.
Yeah.
June 5th,
May 26th.
Close.
Basically the same thing.
Almost 2 weeks apart.
Well, thank you to the stars for sponsoring.
Thank you to the stars.
And thank you for
listening.
You're
doing so much.
Join us on Patreon.
Join us on Patreon, please.
We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.